Welcome to David Maister's Business Masterclass, a series of advanced business seminars exploring principles and practices for success in professional businesses.
Hello, I'm David Maister. This special 25-episode podcast collection is selected from live recordings of my lectures, workshops, and speaking engagements. A companion video edition of this series is available through my new Maister Moments videocast. The entire Maister Moments video collection is also available in a special DVD compilation, which can be found at my website, davidmaister.com. In thinking about business development, there are two basic mindsets that must be distinguished. On the one hand, you could focus on trying to win each transaction, transaction by transaction. And somewhat rudely, I call this the mindset of going for the quick hit or the one-night stand. The other way of coming to market is trying to build relationships, trying to get good at romance, where you're trying to persuade potential clients to enter into a long-term relationship with you. And the key point is that we must understand that whilst either can be made to work, there is a crucial difference between being good at one-night stands and good at romance. How do you get another human being to give you what you want? And one way is romance, and the other way is the one-night stand. And let's just put some words down about why each side might be appealing. The one-night stand is completely impersonal. You can fake it entirely. You don't actually have to be interested. You know, in these days of an internet, you do a bit of fake search for Google, you know, pretend you're interested in their business and show up for the pitch, right? So you don't actually have to like people, which if you're like me is a wonderful benefit, right? The one-night stand approach is impersonal, you can fake it. It is also, if I can make sense about the one-night stand, is romance is about relationships, and therefore they work over time, and it is highly personal. You can't have a relationship with Bridgestone Firestone. Sorry. You have a relationship with the general counsel, and that means when the general counsel changes, you go back to square one. There is no such thing as organizational, institutional trust. I promise you, nobody in the world, and I travel the world, nobody in history ever trusted a law firm. There are individual lawyers who are incredibly trusted by their clients. No one ever trusts, oh, you're with the firm, let me assume you're wonderful. You don't even trust your partners, let alone the clients do. I'm saying that getting good at business development is obvious, it's not easy. You actually do have to be interested in other people. In other words, you can't be good at long-term relationships unless there is, in fact, a sincerity behind it. And I'll quote you one thing also from my latest article. You'll find it on the website, just download it. I never thought in life I would end up quoting Angelina Jolie, the actress, but you know, she said something very smart. She was being interviewed on one of these, you know, Entertainment Tonight programs. And the interviewer said something like, do you have to like the characters you play in order to, you know, play them well? And what she said was something like this. She said, it's impossible to like everything about everyone, but you can't get into the character unless you find that small degree of overlap of something you have in common. And then what you do is very simple. You focus on what you have in common and ignore the rest. And that's how you get on with people in life, right? They don't have to be exactly like you. You don't have to be interested in everything they're interested in. It turns out that the way you have a social life, and again, my opinion, you're free to disagree, it turns out it's the same skill as winning trust in business and getting very rich. Is you learn how to get people to trust you by establishing some form of human connection and treat them like a person, not treating them like a source of, you know, interesting cases and revenue. You start treating them like a source of interesting cases and revenue, you will be treated in kind in reverse. Right? And it's like just your mother taught you when you were growing up. You want to have friends, you want people to be nice to you. Dear, you gotta go first. Right? Get out there. Isn't that what your mother told you? Make nice friends, be nice to people at school. Well, it's the same in business development. If your question is, how can I win lots of business without being interested in clients? The answer is, I don't know.
As you reflect on the points made in this clip,
you may want to think how much of your marketing or business development activity would be placed in the category of romance, building relationships, and how much of your non-billable marketing time is actually spent on what might be interpreted as one-night stand or transaction behavior. And then you might want to ask yourself, are you comfortable with the balance that you have been showing recently? This podcast series is now available for purchase, both as a single episode and as part of a DVD set, from my website, davidmaister.com/store, STORE. I'm also pleased to announce that my forthcoming book, Strategy and the Fat Smoker, is available for pre-order from this same location.